WKHM FM, WKHM FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Apologize for some technical difficulties here from Grass Lake, the home here in the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show for this one between Grass Lake and Michigan Center. Couple minutes away from kickoff here. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. And
where did I leave off? What was the last thing you heard?
That's a good question. We're just going to take it from the top. So Grass Lake, Michigan Center, rivals, but on opposite ends of the spectrum. Grass Lake in the middle of a very tough, a bit of a rebuilding year, if you will. Lost a lot of guys from last season, and quality, very excellent, talented players at that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And the majority of their starters, they come in 1-5. Meanwhile, Michigan Center, undefeated 6-0.
Yeah, and Center's been striving for that type of a season for a long, long time. And like I said, they've just been bitten by the injury bug season after season, and that's really impacted them. They're finding themselves here in the last third of the season healthy and rolling. It's like they're peaking at just the right time. But, yeah, Grass Lake, we've seen them already this year. There's no quitting this team. They're a tough, gritty team. They're just young. They're young.
Yeah.
But they're digging. They're fighting in the trenches. They're giving it all they got every time they hit the turf.
Yeah, and we've got to see both these teams earlier this year. We saw Grass Lake against Leslie. Now, Leslie, at that time, undefeated as well. And obviously still one of the best teams in the Cascades. And Grass Lake, although obviously outmatched in that one by Leslie, there was still, you could see a flash of something.
Oh, yeah.
Like very young, very raw team. But, you know, it's only a matter of time before Coach Randy Cole gets this team back into Cascades contention.
They'll be rolling. They'll be rolling. You just got to get that experience. You got to build upon that that foundation that has been laid for Grass Lake Warriors. But they'll get there. They'll get there. They're young. They're young right now.
Yeah, and meanwhile for Michigan Center, again, just a spectacular season so far. You mentioned staying healthy. That was something that unfortunately got to them last year, was a lot of key injuries. They're healthy this year, and, I mean, they're rolling. They have been able to blow out Hanover Horton, who was undefeated in their side of the Cascades. They're 4-2 on the season. They were able to defeat Leslie at that time, was undefeated when they defeated them, and even, you know, just continuing to roll. You know, they just are, they're healthy, they're rolling, and this team just looks really good at this point of the season.
But it's a rivalry game. It's a rivalry. You just kind of throw all that out the window. Passion takes over, and, well, that's why they play the game.
Yeah, and of course, they got this game tonight. They got Napoleon in their next game, and they have a shot at playing in the Cascades Championship, trying to finish undefeated in the regular season. Last time they did that.
Sorry, I didn't elaborate on that one. But, yes, that was quite a few years ago. But there's people in the stands who have those kind of memories, and they want to be able to see that team kind of return to this that type of glory, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And now Michigan Center. Last year, even though different teams, of course, Michigan Center returning a lot more guys from last year's team than Grass Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say with Grass Lake losing a lot of guys, this matchup last year, holy cow, was that a fun matchup. It was 33-28, Michigan Center taking that one. It was a back-and-forth game all night, and Michigan Center taking that one in the final minute.
Right. Classic back and forth. And that's what you want, especially at this level. You want high-octane football. You want a shootout. Well, defensive coordinators probably don't want that.
Yeah.
But as fans, that's what you want. You want to see that back and forth. You want to see that gritty type of action. And that's what I think that's what everybody here in Grass Lake, right down Warriors Trail here, that's what they're hoping for today.
Yeah, and again, you just never know what these with these rivalry matchups, you know, and Grass Lake, this is still a very young team. They're learning. They're improving game by game. You can see kind of pieces of it here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hey, maybe this is going to be a game that they roll. And Michigan Center, they're coming off of the bye. I mean, they had, of course, East Jackson last week, got the forfeit, so technically a bye week for them. And so we'll see if maybe Grass Lake can catch them, maybe napping a little bit coming out of it.
Yeah, typically we don't have byes at the high school level, but East Jackson's doing kind of like a hybrid season, maybe like one or two varsity games, a lot of JV contests. So, yeah, a lot of teams, and so, which is unfortunate because a lot of those teams are still trying to earn those playoff points. You know, they're kind of left out hanging.
So, but there you go. Should be a fun one tonight, Grass Lake and Michigan Center. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes, and when we come back, we will have kickoff between Grass Lake and Michigan Center. That'll do it for the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. Back in 3 minutes on K105.3.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Fall is here, and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
Improving the financial quality of your life is Aeroquip Credit Union's mission, and their Aero Perks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge Aero Perk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Aero Perks checking account, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
We are back here from the home of the Warriors, Grass Lake, taking on Michigan Center this evening in Week 7 of the high school football season. Kickoff is upon us. Connor Dockery alongside the Mark W. Daly as the Michigan Center Cardinals kicking this one off. Grass Lake with the first possession. Grass Lake will be going from left to right on your radio dial in this first quarter of play. And Grass Lake, important for them to really get off to a strong start on this first drive.
Yeah, this you're at home. You got to impose your will. The season's been already a struggle. You got to make the most of it right now. I'm actually kind of curious because we haven't seen a whole lot of full-on kickoffs this season. So I'm a little curious as to what we're going to see right here. Those receivers seem to be pretty deep, you know, compared to some of the kickoffs we've seen this year.
Yeah, especially last week, a lot of those like little short kind of squibbers and
right.
You know, so we'll see what we see here with Jordan Withers, the senior, kicking this one away for the Cardinals. And this one is underway. It's fielded at around the 30-yard line on the far sideline, cutting towards the center of the field. Going to be snagged down at around the 35-yard line. That looks like the sophomore Gage Saltz on the kick return.
He just kind of brought it right back towards midfield. You don't really have a play, a return play, designed for when the kick comes right at the 30-yard line. So he just kind of tried to bring it back to the middle of the field where he had most of the blue bodies there and got as much as he could. 5 yards is the best you're going to get out of something like that.
So first and 10 for Grasslake from their own 35-yard line, right in between the two hash marks to get this first quarter underway. Two receivers to either side with the junior Kalen Westcott in the gun. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to flick this off to the near side, and it's going to roll out of bounds. It dropped. It looked like it was picked up by Gavin Killinger just before it went out, but not able to execute there.
Yeah, he probably should have just started trying to fall on that one and just let it go out of bounds. But he was able to attract the two defenders and pitched it right at the last minute, but didn't really have a handle as to where the ball was going to be going. Just a little bit of a miscue to let that one go out of bounds. And now they're sitting at a second and long.
Loss of 3 yards there. Second and 13 from Grasslake's own 32-yard line. Same set as before. Man in motion. Now Westcott back to pass. Throwing this one deep towards the near sideline. And it goes out of bounds. A little bit too far there for the intended target, Cameron Prater. And it's third down.
Yeah, that one was just a little bit out of reach, and it was pretty well covered, too. I mean, number 11, Devin Spencer, was right there in some tight coverage on that one. That would have been tough to complete, even if it was thrown on target.
And now Grasslake, third and long, third and 13 from the 32-yard line, right hash mark. Michigan center looking to get a defensive stop here, looking to force a three and out. And quickly get the first possession in their side. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, one back with Westcott. Gets the ball, throws it to the far side, and that's going to be a completion, but swarmed immediately by the defenders. Brandon Snyder with the catch, and it's going to be fourth down and 8.
Brennan Forward, there was four white jerseys that just collided as soon as that ball was caught. Brennan Forward, first one there to lay the lick on him and knock him down. Yeah, positive yards, but nowhere near what you needed.
Just a 5-yard gain that time, and it's fourth and 8 from the 37-yard line. Grasslake set to punt this one away about 50 seconds and change into this first quarter of play. No score yet. That one nearly blocked. It's a high punt towards the far sideline. Takes a couple bounces before rolling out of bounds at around the 35.
Yeah, pretty much going to be a mirrored position for where Michigan Center is going to start with this possession.
This first quarter is brought to you by Kings 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and our presenting sponsor here on K105.3 Football Frenzy, AeroQuip Credit Union. It's the 36-yard line is where they officially spot it. First and 10 for the Cardinals on the right hash mark. Takes the snap. Hayden Hinkle, the senior quarterback, looking downfield. A pump fake. He's going to try to scramble out of danger as the pocket collapses. Now he's going to haul this one towards the near sideline, and that's incomplete just out of the reach of Devin Spencer.
So they bring their quarterback out on a bootleg. We saw this a lot last time. You move the quarterback, you move the pocket, try to create space, and just by that movement creates a little bit more protection for your quarterback. He just didn't have anybody to throw it to. Grasslake had outstanding coverage on that one, so he had to bring it back this way. And he had somebody over here by the 40 that was open, just kind of ripped it a little bit too far out of their reach.
So credit to Grasslake's defense that time, able to make that a tough play. But Michigan Center, a lot of tricks in their bag. Second and 10 from their 36. 10:45 to go. Clock is stopped here. Pitch out to the near side to Davion King, trying to slip on through, and he's got a decent gain there, decent chunk, to force third and manageable at around the 42.
You had receivers over on this side. You had linemen pull over this way. He had a legion, well, they're Cardinals. He had a flock of blockers over this way for him, for them to get. You kind of had to make up what you didn't get on that first down, so they got a good chunk on third.
Makes it just 3rd and 3 from the 43-yard line on the left hash mark. 10-16 and counting in quarter number one. Michigan Center breaking from their huddle, wearing their road white jerseys, white helmets, red pants with the red numbers. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, their navy uniforms top to bottom, helmets, jerseys, and pants with white numbers trimmed in gold. Hinkle with the snap, pitch out on the far sideline, and going to be in for the first down and then some, able to get to the 46 of Grass Lake's territory. Braylon Brown, the senior.
Boy, he had some speed on that one. As soon as he saw a hole, he just exploded right to it. And there was a couple defenders right there that able to just get the lick on him and knock him down. But Cardinals convert, get the first down, and move the sticks.
And that is an 11-yard gain for Brown, the senior running back. Another first down for Michigan Center from Grass Lake's 46-yard line now. 9:32 and counting in this first quarter. Packed house here at the home of the Warriors. A lot of Michigan Center fans making the trip as well on the far side as Hinkle with a fake handoff. Going to sneak on the far sideline down at around the 37 near the first down. Nice fake play.
I was watching that fake right up the gut, and it was actually number 55, Tyler Spence, who was able to get the lick on him, but he didn't have the ball. The play just kind of went out the other way. I kind of lost track of it, but good chunk on first down.
Yeah, that was the fake handoff to Davion King, and you could see he went up the middle, and he got swarmed by like three guys, but then it was like, oh, wait, he doesn't even have it. Second down and 2 after that 8-yard gain. Hinkle, a quick handoff up the middle for Brown, and he is going to be in for the first down, met by several Grass Lake bodies down at around the 38, and the chains move once more.
It was Will Ford who got in the backfield, made contact first, and then Will Ford went for a little bit of a ride before the rest of the Warriors were able to help with that stop. But again, sticks get moved, and this Cardinal offense, we've seen it before. They don't get it all every play, but they just kind of chip away. They eat up the clock, and they just kind of matriculate on down the field.
No score yet here in the first quarter, 8:20 and counting to go, but Michigan Center making some good progress up the field. Currently a 1st and 10 from the Grass Lake 34 right hash mark. Three receivers left, one to the right. Hinkle, the snap, peels out of the pocket to his left, throws deep. This one to the end zone. Caught in the breadbasket. Skips across the goal line. Did he make it in? Yep. He did. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Had just enough separation from... That was Braden Snitt, who was in coverage at that point, but able to get about three... line, able to bring it in and right in for the score. Nice pass. Nice long pass, too, with a great touch on it to put it right in the breadbasket.
Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Hayden Hinkle to the senior wide receiver, Travis Collins. Beautiful play down Michigan Center going for the two-point attempt right here. Two receivers to either side, one back behind. Hinkle takes the snap, looking to throw, throws to the end of the end zone, and that one is going to be caught. 2 points converted, and that makes it an 8-0 advantage for Michigan Center. Nice reception for Trent Collins that time.
Yeah, Collins just ran a route right to the back of the end zone, cut it left, and just ran that line right through the defense, and perfect pass right in between coverage to find that soft spot in there to get that 2-point conversion.
So we're going to leave it right here. 8-0. Michigan Center strikes first over Grass Lake in this Friday night rivalry. And Michigan Center, it's in their favor so far very early, but Grass Lake held to a 3-and-out on their first drive, and then Michigan Center just consistently making plays. Only had to see 1 3rd down, but they were able to make it a 3rd and manageable. And a lot of positive plays for this Michigan Center team.
Yeah, that possession, for sure. They were able to move. Again, we've seen them. They can get the big chunks when if they need to. But just able to keep each of your down, move the chains. That was a good possession for Center.
This one is kicked away, fielded at around the 20-yard line by the Warriors. Now sprinting towards the near side. Got a lot of room to run. One man to beat before he's brought down by Travis Collins. That was Cameron Prater on the kick return down at around the 32.
Yeah, he tried to chop his feet, do a little juke, try to get around Collins, but Collins wasn't having contact, able to bring him down. But still, you've got a decent starting spot right now. Good field position for this Grass Lake team.
They'll spot it officially at the 33-yard line. And Grass Lake, they had the loss of yardage initially for 3 yards on their last drive. Then they did get a 5-yard gain, but at that point, it was too late. They had to punt it away. Looking to get some positive plays here. Quick handoff to the left, blowing loss of yards.
He just blew right through that line, virtually untouched, able to get right on through and get the tackle right after the handoff happened.
Yeah, just completely blew that play up, just didn't have a chance. And that's going to be a loss of several yards all the way back to the 20. That's a loss of five right there.
Would he come from that linebacker position? Yeah, he had to.
Yeah.
He brought a blitz on that one.
7-13 and counting in this first quarter. Grass Lake trails 8-0. Quick handoff up the middle. Snagged immediately this time by Chris Fox, the senior. That was Noah Orban on the carry, I believe, and it's third down and long.
Yeah, Fox was able to get his big paw in there to trip him up. And then the rest of the Cardinal D kind of finished it off.
So that was actually Justice Payne, I beg your pardon, on the carry. And they bring him up to the 29-yard line. So just a 1 yard gain for Payne. And it's third and 14 for the Warriors. Three receivers left, one to the right. 6:35 to go and counting in this first quarter. West got the snap. Quick fire throw to the near side. That one's going to be incomplete. Great deflection and stopped there by Landon Sharp.
Yeah, this center defense is just playing tight coverage. Line is doing an awesome job of closing up those gaps. And when they're in pass rush, they're not giving their quarterback any time to throw. They had white helmets breathing down both sides of his neck. He let that one fly a little bit sooner than he wanted to.
Boy, and you could just see this line just has so much size. You could just see how they keep sneaking on through and blowing up these plays. This is punted away, takes a bounce, and then settles down just in bounds at around the 40-and-a-half-yard line.
Good coverage on that one, too, and it kind of had like a weird little angle on it to where the center guys just ran away from it, and Grass Lake just watched it bounce, watched it hovered over it to get it to stop. And good starting spot. Well, this is a little bit weird because they're giving up half a yard. It was in front of the 40. Now they've got it lined up right at the 40.
I don't think they'll complain. They're going to try to work up the field all the same.
They're padding those.
If 6:19 to go in this first quarter. Michigan Center leads 8-0. They have their second possession now. Quick handoff up the middle for King. Breaks a couple tackles, and he is in for the first down at around the Grass Lake 45-yard line. Nearly got free, but he's snagged by the ankles.
By Braden Snyder was able to get the stop on that one. Now, Grass Lake was bringing a little heat this time. They didn't have anybody down in a three-point or four-point stance. Everybody was up, and they brought a couple linebackers on a blitz, and that left that far side open. So once that gap was made over the B gap, they were able to just bust through and get the first down.
Playing under the lights here. 14-yard gain for King. First down. First and 10 from the 46. Fake handoff for Hinkle. Pitch out on the far side for Braylon Brown, sneaking through, able to get about 5 yards there before running into a pack of Warriors, and the play is whistled down.
Yeah, they whistled it down before they even brought him down. He eventually juked his way back in towards the middle and just ran into three different blue jerseys right there to get the stop. But, I mean, if you're able to get 4 yards on a first down, I think most offensive coordinators are going to take that all night long.
They'll give him 4 on the play. Now 19 yards on 3 carries for the senior, Braylon Brown. 2nd and 6 from the 42, right hash mark for Michigan Center. Fakes the handoff. Hinkle in the pocket. Hauls this one deep downfield. He's wide open, but just out of the reach of Brennan Forward, and it's incomplete. Nearly had another bomb touchdown.
You know, it was that fake handoff that everybody bit. That fake handoff had the linebackers biting in on it. Safety came in a little bit, too. That's what created the separation. He just put a little bit too much mustard under that ball and overthrew him by a couple yards.
Took a shot there. Couldn't make it happen like on the last drive for 34 yards that time.
Well, it's kind of like you're in that spot where it's going to be a gimme anyway, because if you don't make that, you're in that spot in the field where you know you're going to go for it on fourth down if you get a few here.
3rd and 6 now for Michigan Center from the Grass Lake 42 right hash mark. They are 1 of 1 on third down so far tonight. Two receivers either side. Hinkle the snap in the pocket, collapsing, throw to the near side. That one's caught for a big gain down at around the 28-yard line, this time to Travis Collins again.
And it was number 6, Ryder Boat. A bowler. I was waiting on the PA announcer to give that one to us. It was Boatler, because I was about ready to totally slaughter that one. So I appreciate their help on that.
Yes, doing a good job there, as that's now 50 yards in the air for Hayden Hinkle, 3 of 5 passing with a touchdown so far. The chains move again. It's 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line. Left hash mark for Michigan Center. Trying to make this a two-score game. 4:15 and counting in the first quarter. Already up 8-0. Now a quick fire pass by Hinkle on the far side. That one's caught. Going to try to juke his way up for a first down. Breaking through. He is in for the first down at around the 17-yard line. That was Jack Layer, the senior.
There was a ton of blue jerseys all around there, but Aaron Henson was one that was in there first to make the hit and get the stop on that one, and really preventing that one from getting away from us. He doesn't slow him down. The rest of them don't get there.
That's a 13-yard gain in the air again. Now 63 yards, 4 of 6 passing for Hayden Hinkle. Another first down from the 16-yard line in the red zone now. 3:38 and counting in this first quarter. Man in motion to the right, going to pitch this one back, sweeping towards the near sideline. A lot of room to run, and down at around the 10-yard line. That was Jack Layer again, this time on the carry.
We got a Warrior down. They're going to be stopping play here. It looks like we've got a Warrior that's in a little bit of pain out there at the 10.
Yeah, just laying down. Yeah, a lot of pain went down immediately. Looks like that's Ryder Boatler, the sophomore. So he's going to get looked at. That looks like, based on where I see the official on the far sideline, they marked him down at around the 12-yard line. If so, that's only a gain of 4. So Boatler getting looked at here. It's 3:25 left in this first quarter. 8-0 lead for Michigan Center. We're going to take a quick timeout here. 30 seconds. We're back with Football Frenzy next on K105.3.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
So Ryder Boatwear, the sophomore, needs some assistance to get off the field. Hopefully he is okay. He'll be getting further examined on the sideline. But meanwhile,
yeah, I mean, you never want to see anybody hurt, but I mean, as a sophomore, we said his name a lot the last time we were here, so that's going to be something that hurts this this Grass Lake D.
So they actually moved it up. Looks like they got another yard on that one. It's the 11-yard line, so a 5-yard gain that last carry by Jack Layer. Second down and 5 for the Cardinals. From the 11-yard line now, just inching closer towards making this a 2-score game. Hinkle fakes the handoff, peeling out of the pocket on the far side. Makes a little pass on the far side to King, and he is over the goal line into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Everybody dropped back. They were covering all the deep routes. They forgot about King, who just came out of the backfield, did a little cross route, wide open underneath the coverage. And by the time they caught up with him, he was already at the goal line.
Boy, just that elusiveness. Hinkle, just he's that guy just not afraid to scramble out of the pocket and kind of develop the play on the fly, and just able to find King wide open there and more than enough room to get in, and it looks like just 1 point attempted this time.
Well, they've got plays where, you know, he's in the pocket, but most of the time they're moving him around in the backfield.
Extra kick. It's going to be low, but it is deflected away. No good. So no extra point that time. After a 11-yard Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown by Davion King, it is 14-0 Michigan Center over Grass Lake. Inside 3 minutes left in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Kim 105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
14-0 Michigan Center over Grass Lake. Playing under the lights here at the home of the Warriors. 2:53 to go in the first quarter. Connor Dockery and Mark W. Daly. A squibber rolls around the ground, and it got behind the receivers for Grass Lake and immediately tackled at around the 15 as Killinger just could not track that football. Had to go back to pick it up, and that's a big-time kickoff there for Michigan Center.
A good hustle by number 22, Andrew Rollader. Rollader? That's what I'm going with. But no, seriously, when the ball got behind him, the smart thing that he did, and it was kind of like a baseball play, is he ran back behind the ball, squared himself up to the coverage, picked up the ball, and ran forward. A lot of times you'll see if they're running after it, they'll end up kicking with their foot, make their situation worse.
First and 10 for Grass Lake from their own 15-yard line. Going to be a quick handoff up the middle. Justice Payne did not get any yardage there at second down.
He ran right into number 55, Chris Fox, and that just got shut down right at the line of scrimmage.
Telling you, this big Cardinal defensive line, just a lot of size right there. I mean, like Landon Hurd on the edge there, Chris Fox, Deion King in there as well. Making it tough on this Grass Lake team to get going. Second and 10 from their own 15. Quick snap. Going to fake the handoff. Pitch out on the far side. That one's caught and then brought down. Again, it might be behind the line of scrimmage for another loss of yards that time.
Just a good disciplined defensive effort right there. You fake the handoff. You had your lineman there. Of course, you had the two linebackers kind of crash down on that. But everybody else who was back in coverage on the defense just kind of noted where that was. A lot of speed had them kind of converge onto the ball, and they're able to make that stop without any gain.
So they do give him no gain on the play. That was the first carry for Gavin Killinger. Third and 10 from the Grass Lake 15. 125 and counting in this first quarter. Two receivers to either side. Receiver in motion to the right. Westcott gets the snap in the pocket. Throws deep down the middle of the field. Then it's over everybody's arms. Incomplete. Looking for Snyder. Couldn't get it to him.
Just a little high. Just a little bit out of his reach, too. You know, that's probably going to be what you'd call a blessing in disguise. Because there was four white jerseys all right there. So he's either going to get hit hard or the ball would be going the other way.
So that is... now the third consecutive drive for Grass Lake to start this game that they're unable to move the chains. Going three and out once again and set to punt this one away.
Yeah, we're seeing some pretty good defense along with some pretty good offense from this Michigan Center team.
And, I mean, they're showing they're undefeated for a reason. Just a really well-balanced, complete team on both sides of the ball.
And they're going to start off in some really good field position.
Yeah, following that punt, it rolled out of bounds at around the Grass Lake 40. So Michigan Center this time starting in enemy territory, which is always advantageous for the offense.
Kind of feels like Grass Lake's getting some generous spots right here because that went out, looked like about 38-ish. But, yeah, they lined it up right on the 40 for them.
Well, hey, I mean, look at the last drive. Instead of being a 59-yard drive. It was a 60-yard drive.
There, so
it
59-and-a-half-yard drive.
Yes. So first and 10 for Michigan Center, leading 14-0 already over Grass Lake. 108 to go in this first quarter. Three receivers right, two to the left for Hinkle. Takes the snap, looking downfield. Pocket collapses through up the middle. That one is short of forward. Nearly got batted down as well by a defender, and it's second down.
Well, yeah, Grass Lake bringing some heat on that one. Will Ford got in the backfield and was about ready to lay a lick on him. Had to let that one go, I think, really before their play fully developed.
Second and 10 from the 40, with the clock stopped at 104 following that incompletion. Michigan Center, I mean, the last time we saw them, they found a way to take a 21-0 lead over a good Hanover Horton team by the end of the first quarter. Just shows the potency of this Michigan Center team, especially the Cascades. Just doesn't matter who's in front of them. Hinkle the snap, fakes the handoff to King, running on the far sideline himself, able to dodge a couple of tackles, forced out at around the 33, and it's third and short.
Well, Ford had his hands on him again in the backfield, almost enough to trip him up, but he was able to high-step his way out of it and get himself a few yards. And again, you're in that spot. You know, this is in high school football, this is where you're going to go for it on fourth down also, right here in this part of the field. You don't have legs that on your kicker who can kick it that far. So you get a few yards, and you're just going to line up and go for it again on fourth.
And they didn't give him as many yards as I thought they would. Only 4 yards. It's third and six now from the Grass Lake 36-yard line. Three receivers left, one right, one back with Hinkle. Takes the snap, looking downfield for the pass. Throw up the middle. That one's caught by forward, and he's going to be snagged down inside the 10.
They brought a lot of heat on that one, too. All their linebackers come on a blitz on what was man coverage, and they just said, my guy's going to beat your guy. And they were able to get that ball out just a little bit in front of them, able to run right up underneath it, get the reception, and get themselves set up for possibly another six here.
111 yards in the air, 6 of 9 passing for Hayden Hinkle, and five different guys with the reception already.
Well, there's a lot of guys who can be impact players on this team.
23 seconds and counting in this first quarter. Michigan Center trying to make it a 3-score lead already. First and goal from the 9, throw on the far side. That one is intercepted by the Warriors. Lot of room to run on the far sideline. Forced out of bounds at the 35, and that is a big time stop. Grass Lake desperate for that one. That's Cameron Prater on the pick.
Just when you need to turn the tide, your defense comes up with an outstanding play. Prater was right in his hip pocket, and as soon as that ball was thrown, he undercut it, able to get in front of the receiver. Well, basically, both had their hands on it at the same time, and he just ripped it away and just went down the field. And there's only two guys that could knock him out at that point. So that was really a pick six saving stop.
Yeah, he had a lot of room. And, yeah, if they weren't able to get him out of bounds, that would have put Grasslake on the board. But Grasslake takes over at their own 33-yard line. Big defensive stop, touchdown-saving play as a pitch out to Justice Payne, able to get maybe a yard on the play, and that will tick down to the end of the first quarter. So Grasslake gets a big stop in the red zone, but they trail Michigan Center 14-0. Rivalry matchup under the lights in Week 7. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy, back in 60 seconds.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
14-0. Michigan Center over Grasslake at the start of quarter number two. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. And got some score updates for us.
Northwest on top of Western, 9:46 in the second, 6-0, able to put two field goals through the uprights.
Wow, multiple field goals in a high school game. You don't see that often. Big run here, Justice Payne to start the second quarter, and a big hit just as he went out of bounds there by Brennan Forward. Looking for a penalty marker, don't see any right there, but that is the first down of the game for Grasslake. Good way to carry that momentum into the second quarter.
I don't think that was a late hit out of bounds. It looked like that he was still in bounds or at least walking the line when that hit came in, but the hit was high. The hit was towards either like the upper part of the body or the head, so it was a high hit.
But regardless, first down. Grasslake now in Michigan Center territory, first and 10 from the 43. Westcott quick handoff to Payne again, able to get a nice chunk on first down at around the 36.
Forward again in on the stop on that one, able to just kind of wrap him up. Went for a little bit of a ride for a couple yards before momentum was stopped and they brought him down. And Grasslake's got a little something cooking here. That interception kind of sparked this whole team. They got a little something cooking on offense now, too.
Yeah, it took them a couple drives. They went 3 and out, no first downs on the first three drives, but they got something brewing here. Another handoff to Payne, able to slip through for another gap, and he's going to be met past the 30, another first down.
Yeah, he's like right past the 30 on that one. Took about three Cardinals to pull him down, but not until after. The Warriors moving the sticks.
It's 34 yards on 7 carries for Justice Payne, and that's 2 first downs on this drive. Trailing 14-0, trying to get on the board here about a minute into the second quarter. First and 10 from the 29-yard line in Michigan Center territory. Westcott under center, going to pitch this one to the near side. Justice Payne again cutting towards the near sideline and down at around the 27-yard line, getting a handful of yards that time.
Andrew Rolater able to get the stop on that one for Michigan Center. Oh, we got a Warrior kind of limping off. The man who's gotten the ball last couple times is now sitting down on the grass on the sidelines.
Ooh, that's gonna hurt the Warriors. They're going to have to find a different guy to go with. He's been providing him a lot of momentum on this side. It's now 2nd and 8 from the Michigan Center 27-yard line left hash mark. Takes a snap, handoff on the far side. Going to try to cut through. Able to get a decent gain again. Down at around the 20. That was Gage Saltz, the sophomore.
Went through the B gap. Able to cut it back in towards the middle. Dance around a couple defenders. And really get a good chunk on second down. I mean, you're third and inches at this point.
Yeah, it's going to be third and one now. It's going to be really close. See, maybe a tush push right here, and they're just going to charge forward. Yes, the tush push down at around the 15, getting a nice movement right there. Might want to try that play more often if they're able to get that kind of yardage.
That was Philadelphia Eagles type of yardage on that one. That was, it's almost like they watched a little Thursday night football. What, they run that four times in a row last night?
What's that?
Didn't they do the tush push?
But hey, they lost at the end of the day. So.
Yeah, I'm aware.
First and 10 from the 15. Grass Lake in the red zone for the first time all night. Now almost totally dark outside under the lights here at Grass Lake. 9:20 and counting in this first quarter. Hand off on the near side for Saltz, and he's going to be brought down for no gain, maybe a yard on the play.
We're going to go with Mason Bradley on the stop on that one, able to track him down and pull him down. But he got a little bit of a chunk on that.
They gave him a yard. Second down and 9 coming up for the Warriors, trailing 14-0, but trying to cut this into a one-score deficit. Westcott under center, takes the snap, handoff to Saltz again, slipping on the right side of the line, able to get another 3 to 4 yards that time, but it's third down.
Yeah, you had number 22 that you're handing it to left and right, and now you're handing it off to number 17, and he's able to get a few yards here and there.
They gave him another 3 that time. He's got 11 yards on 3 carries. Not bad running for him, filling in for Justice Payne, who was taking a break on the sideline. Third and 6 for Grass Lake from the Michigan Center 11-yard line. Saltz, another handoff up the middle, faked there by Westcott. Gets it on the far side to Gavin Killinger, and he is able to slip across the goal line on the far sideline. Touchdown, Warriors.
Yeah, it was like number 5. Westcott knew as soon as he pitched that ball off that that end zone, that pylon, was going to see a little action. So Grass Lake having themselves a day, having themselves a good drive there. Moving it down the field, not getting it all at once, just kind of taking care of a few yards here, a few yards there, and find the end zone.
Hey, and just like that, what a momentum swing as well. Right at the end of the first quarter, Michigan Center was knocking on the door of making this a 3-score lead, and then a interception by Grass Lake leading to this drive where they finally found something. And now just like that, it's a 1-score deficit compared to a potential 3-score deficit. And so the 2 points unsuccessful,
man.
There. It took a big hit.
He took a big hit right there at the line of at the goal line, or just short of the goal line, really. Took a big hit on that one to prevent them from getting in.
But regardless, Grass Lake on the board, trailing 14-6. 8 minutes to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
7:59 to go in half number 1. Grass Lake on the board following a 11-yard Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from the junior Gavin Killinger.
I got Ypsilanti Lincoln on top of J-High, 13-6, end of first. Newmark Huron Heights on top of Lumen, 7-6, 9:07 in the first quarter, and that one.
Has Lumen had a brutal schedule or what?
Yeah, well, that you know what? You get what you ask for. And yes. I mean, that's how that Titan team is built. They want to challenge themselves.
They want to play often. The best of the best.
Exactly. That's the medal that forges you for the postseason. We all see what Lumen has done in the postseason.
Yeah, and I mean, real chance that they could make it based on playoff points into the playoffs with a losing record. And you know what? Is that gonna slow them down much? Not at all. They're gonna go on a deep run regardless.
Doesn't matter how you get there. Steve likes to work on Thanksgiving weekend.
Hey, if it gets him a trip to Ford Field, I don't think he's going to complain. This one's kicked away to Michigan Center, going from left to right in your radio dial. Lots of room to run on the kickoff. 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15, forced out of bounds. What a return for Jack Layer, and amazing field position for Michigan Center trying to answer that last Warrior touchdown.
I want to say it was Domingo de Castro Elizondo. Who made the stop on that one, able to kind of get through the legion of white jerseys that he had as blockers and just lowered his shoulder, laid a lick on him to knock him out of bounds.
All the way to the Grass Lake 17-yard line.
Wow.
So Michigan Center scored on both their first two drives, knocking on the door of a third right at the end of the first quarter, but threw an interception on the 9-yard line. And here they are trying to get those points back. That Grass Lake scored on the other end, leading 14-6. Just inside 8 minutes left in the half. Hinkle the snap, throw on the far sideline. That one's caught, making progress up the near side. Stumbles a little bit. They're going to call him down with the knee on the ground on that stumble. That was Travis Collins on the reception.
And he had three white jerseys in front of him, able to block and move the other guys out of the way. He had plenty of green in front of him if he doesn't stumble there.
Moving that one to the 16-yard line, so only giving him a yard. 7 of 11 passing. 112 yards total for Hayden Hinkle. 48 yards and 3 catches for Collins. Second down here. Going to hand this one off up the middle for Davion King. Going to run into a couple of bodies there, but a fair carry that makes it third and manageable.
Well, Salta was able to get in there on the stop on that one. And really, Grass Lake had a couple defenders there able to get past the line of scrimmage, and they just kind of ran right through the middle of them to get into and get plus yardage and get into a third and manageable position.
26 yards on 3 carries for the senior Davion King, and it's 3rd and 4 from the Grass Lake 11. Left hash mark, 6:30 and counting in this first half of play.
That was unique. They had like a little mini huddle with the linemen all set. A little mini huddle with everybody else.
Oh, Hinkle bobbles the snap. He's going to take it out of the pocket. Scrambling, snagged well behind the line of scrimmage back at the 20. And just like that, it's 4th and long.
What did we say about rivalry games in our pregame show? That was Braden Snyder, who was able to get through off of that bad snap, able to get through on a broken play and get a big loss on that tackle.
Loss of 8 yards all the way back to the 19-yard line, and that makes it 4th and 12. Went from a 3rd and manageable to a 4th and 12, and obviously 2-down territory, right? Well, now 1-down territory. They're going to go for it right here, but that is the first time that Michigan Center could not convert a 3rd down.
Oh, we got a timeout coming. Center's calling a timeout.
Going to need to chat things over. We're going to step aside for a moment. 5:22 to go in this first half of play. 14-6 Michigan Center lead. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
5:26 to go in the first half. 14-6 lead Michigan Center over Grass Lake. Michigan Center looking at a 4th and 12 from the Grass Lake 19-yard line, trying to make it a 2-score lead again. And Got to sign. Happy birthday, Maddie. 16th birthday, I believe.
All right. So, hey, that's a big birthday.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Hey, you can drive now. Behind the wheel of a car. All right, here we go. Michigan center. They're going to go for it on fourth down. Fourth and 12. Grass Lake looking for another big stop here. Hinkle out of the pocket. Collapses. Throw on the far side one. Big time catch. Braylon Brown. Where did he come from? Sneaks into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
I don't think that one was meant for him. I think it was underthrown, and he came off of his route to get underneath it and get the score. That was a good heads-up play because he was not the intended receiver on that one.
Yeah, no way. He just kind of snuck in. I thought that was probably going to be picked, if anything.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
But he's going to get himself a touchdown reception, making it 20-6. And they're going for the extra point right here. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown, 19-yard pass from Hinkle to Brown. Now 8 of 12 passing, 3 touchdowns and an interception, 131 yards.
Hinkle should be sending him a thank you card next week.
Yeah,
for sure.
Jordan Withers unsuccessful on his last kick. Rush coming in from the side. That's low. Might have been tipped anyways, but that is not a good, successful extra kick.
Might have hit the back of someone's helmet, you know.
So the score stays at 20-6. Michigan Center over Grass Lake, 5:19 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Midway through the second quarter, Michigan Center able to score for the third time in four drives, making it 20-6 over Grass Lake. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, and as always, AeroQuip Credit Union.
Oh, Maddie even has some balloons, doesn't she? Yeah.
Got some birthday balloons right ahead of us here. This one's kicked away. Grass Lake fielded it around the 19-yard line, making some progress on the near side. Lots of room for him. 45-50, 45-40, forced out of bounds. What a return now for Cameron Prater. Boy, both teams making big kick returns.
Yeah, you're able to do that on special teams and really set your offense up for some success. Thomas Salmon running him down and getting him the force out. But still, damage done. I mean, Grass Lake had some momentum that last time out. And now in good field position again.
And now at the 38-yard line of Michigan Center, down 14 points. And again, at the end of the first quarter, this thing looked like it was going to get ugly for Grass Lake. But just like that, they're finding a way to stay competitive in this tough matchup. As Westcott handoff up the middle to Justice Payne. Welcome back to the game, my friend. And it's second down.
That was number 77 who was there on the stop for Michigan Center. Number 77, Landon Hurd. Just wrapping him up and taking him down. You're not taking Landon Hurd for a ride.
No.
That's not going to happen.
It's a big dude.
That's a big, big
They're
dude.
They're on the interior of the defensive line. You're not getting past him very easily. Second and 8. That was a 2-yard gain that last time. Westcott handoff to Payne again. He is able to dodge a tackle, but then it gets flattened by that same man, Landon Hurd, and it's third down.
Yeah, that's not a body I'd want to fall on top of me either.
No. I mean, shoot.
You know, and he's more than a big dude. He's athletic. He's fast. He's getting out up and out quick. I mean, that's a big, fast body. And now he's getting a breather, pulling him out.
He's a guy that, I mean, shoot, he'd rip me to shreds. I'm a grown adult. That's a big guy. So third and 7, they gave him a yard there. Now a pitch out to the near sideline. Going to get some good room down at around the 30 there for Gage Saltz, but going to be just short of the first down. But it's going to be fourth and short.
There was a couple bodies that landed on him, but really you should give the credit to number 33, Landon Sharp, for stopping that one, tripping him up, making him hit the ground before the two other bodies fell on top of him. But fourth and manageable for the Grass Lake Warriors.
Huge play for Grass Lake with 3:25 to go in the first half, down two scores to try to keep this play alive. Fourth and two. Oh, and a guy jumps on Michigan center's side. We'll see if it's a false start or if an offsides is called.
You know, there was something weird with the motion on that, too, because he started and then he stopped and he turned and looked at the official, but you know,
bailout right there, Michigan center. Now extending that drive by default for Grass Lake up to the 25-yard line on the penalty and an automatic first down. 3 minutes and counting in this first half. 14-point lead, Michigan center. Grass Lake trying to make it one score. Westcott out of the pocket, throw deep downfield. That one's going to be cool. Was that? That's going to be forced away. Looked like a potential face mask on that one, but nothing called. He's kind of pulled down quickly on the front side, but it's incomplete.
Incomplete. He was able to. Just dropped in right between his hands.
Intended for Braden Snyder, but incomplete all the same. Looking for the touchdown right there. Instead, it's second down and 10 from the Michigan Center 25-yard line, the left hash mark. Clock stopped at 2:51 here in the first half. Westcott under center. One receiver far to the left, one back behind him. Man in motion to the right. Quick handoff to Saltz up the middle. Able to get a maybe 2 yards there before he's flattened backwards, and it's going to be third and long.
A lot of times, a good defensive coordinator is going to want to have a defense that bends but doesn't break. There's no bending in that defensive line. They're just very unforgiving.
So they'll give him a yard. Saltz, 17 yards on 5 carries, and it's 3rd and 9 from the 24-yard line. Takes the snap, quick handoff. Payne going to be up the middle and down. Getting some extra yardage on that one, forcing away his way down to around the 17. And it's going to be 4th and short.
That was some good hard work for him because 19 was the one who ended up bringing him down, Jack Lair. But 76 had him wrapped up. That was Damian Cartagena. And he was eventually able to get out of his grasp and get some decent yards there. Now they're at 4th and manageable.
It's going to be another 4th and 2 like they were going to have before the last Michigan Center penalty. Coming out of the huddle quickly. 1:32 in counting in this first half of play. Official in the backfield raises his hand, and we're going to get a Grass Lake timeout.
Yeah, their play there was to try to get them to jump again. You know, you might get that once. You're very rarely going to get that back-to-back.
1:26 to go in the first half. Grass Lake trails by 2 scores, trying to make it a one-score deficit. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3. Warrior base.
Dr. B and the team at Summit Orthodontics love giving you the smile you deserve. To show their appreciation for your continued loyalty, this October is Customer Appreciation Month. This month, former customers can buy one set of retainers and get a second set for free. Call soon because there are limited times available. Again, this promotion is only available to former customers for Customer Appreciation Month. Schedule your appointment today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
20-6, Michigan Center in front of Grass Lake, but Grass Lake in the red zone with 1:26 to go in the first half. Mark W. Daly scores.
Newmark, Huron Heights, and Lumen Christi are tied up on Spring Arbor Road at 14 apiece, 9:16 in the second. Jackson on top of Ypsilanti Lincoln, 20-19, 6:38 in the second.
Fourth and two. Pitch out to Justice Payne on the far side. Michigan Center trying to get to him quickly, and they do. Multiple penalty flags down, but, I mean, Michigan Center got the stop there. We'll see. Looks like a potential hold there, which, I mean, Michigan Center is going to decline that all the way to get the turnover, but we'll see.
Yeah, that was just a good old-fashioned scrum over there on that far side. Blue bodies, bodies in white, just hitting each other.
So the official's still discussing this one. We'll see. And now I will say far better officials tonight than the last time we were here against Wesley. Boy, that was a brutal. So it's a Michigan Center penalty.
Okay. Interesting.
So that's going to help Grass Lake again. Again, it was thrown in the area of holding. But Grass Lake getting another automatic first down on fourth down.
And I'll have to refer to my pocket referee signal. That one looked a little more conventional than some of the ones we were seeing last week.
The waving arm thingy last week. First and goal from the nine. Now a snap directly to Aaron Henson, the freshman.
Hey, this Troy Allen offense, they are very versatile. And Troy Allen saying that, hey, we've got a lot of weapons. We're going to use them tonight.
Randy Cole.
You're right. Randy Cole.
So Henson on the carry, 2 yards down to the 7-yard line. Second and goal now. Escott back on our center. Going to snap to the near side to Salt's. Going to run on the near sideline. Nearly brought in. Down inside the 3-yard line. A penalty marker down. That one looks like another potential hold.
That's a shoe. It's a shoe. It's not a flag. It's a shoe. Oh, there is. Oh, the 10 there is.
Where's the shoe?
The shoe is back on the foot. It was 12. Oh. It was 12 shoe. I saw it hit the field. It kind of came flying in, too. That was a little weird.
Oh, it's going to be another Michigan Center penalty. Wow, Michigan Center played with penalties in this first half. I think they're going to...
They didn't give us a signal yet.
Officials meeting right here.
I was watching the shoe.
Yeah, I did not. I think they haven't given an official signal yet. Based on where they spotted it, they spotted it at the 2-yard line. That's where he was brought down about.
I was trying to figure out where that shoe came from.
So, yeah, I'm not. They're trying to get an extra time on the clock, it looks like. So regardless, it is going to be Grass Lake ball at the 2-yard line. Replay second down. Going to charge forward as a group. Tush push for the end zone. Eagles style, baby. Touchdown, Warriors.
Well, they got that play down pat. They move it a good handful of yards and able to get the push and the momentum they want. Score. Warriors in for 6.
The Warrior push right there as K-Line Westcott getting the score that time, and Grass Lake cuts the deficit back to within one possession as we're going for the extra point. Got a clock situation we're trying to figure out here. The clock is dead on us. Still says 20 seconds, obviously. It's going to be a little bit less than that, but I think the officials are just going to try to play it here. Two-point attempt for the near side. Caught, but going to be swarmed and downed. Braden Snyder on the reception, and that'll be an unsuccessful two-point attempt.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go with that one. That was a swarming defense, and they just covered him up as soon as that completion was made.
So the score will stand at 20-12. We're going to stay right here just 20 seconds about in the first half. It's somewhere around there as they try to get new batteries here in the clock remote. So again, 20-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake. So it is back to within one score, though, which is the important thing for Grass Lake. They're starting to figure it out.
Oh, so looks like we've got a clock issue happening here.
We are attempting to get
Have you not been listening the last couple
right
minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to get the battery changed in this remote.
Oh.
They did get the score updated, though, which is good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Grass Lake back to within a score. Which Grass Lake, again, it looked like it was going to get ugly quickly at the end of the first quarter, but then an interception with Michigan Center in the red zone kind of started to shift momentum. And since that point, Grass Lake has outscored Michigan Center 12-6. Grass Lake set to kick this one away. Maybe a bit of an onside right here. They are going for the onside, but it's going to be dove on by Holden Dean, the junior, and going to stop it right there at around the 45. So
yeah, he had aspirations of picking that one up, but then it just kind of bounced off his chest, and he did the right thing by falling on it.
Once again, we're aware.
So Michigan Center
on the scoreboard, we're working to fix that.
Is trying to get a quick score, 24 seconds to work with, starting from their own 45-yard line, leading 20-12 over Grass Lake. Three receivers right, one to the left for Hinkle in the gun, one back with him. Takes the snap, lining up for the throw. Throw on the far side and caught and immediately down. Travis Collins, a diving catch there, and down at around the 50, second down.
Able just to kind of get that one just up off the turf to have a completion. And it looks like they called timeout just to save the seconds on the now working clock.
Looks like we got it now.
Yeah.
16 seconds left.
They got that battery change. They changed that battery faster than NASCAR crews changed tires.
Yeah, they're working efficiently right here.
Yeah.
There we go. So 20-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake. Michigan Center ball now at the Grass Lake 49-yard line. Second down, and it's 16 seconds left in this first half. So Mark Daly, we talked about in the pregame show, rivalry matchup. You got to throw what you know about these teams on paper out the door. And Grass Lake has been very competitive in the second quarter particularly.
Well, that's why you line it up, and that's why you play the game, you know. And, yeah, rivalry games are big. We're seeing that over on our sister station, too. They got a tight one going on in that rivalry game.
So second down and four for Michigan Center on Grass Lake side. Hinkle, pocket collapses, scrambling on the near side. Throw to the near side, dropped. It's incomplete for Trey Collins, and the clock will stop at 8 seconds, third and four now.
That was really close to him letting that fly at the line of scrimmage. That was really close. But he was scrambling. He was running for his life. He got some pressure from that Grass Lake D. And you know, when you have a quarterback who's able to do that, you also have to highlight the receivers, because then they have to get off of their routes. They have to adjust, and they have to try to get open.
Third and four from the 49. One, maybe two plays left. Three receivers right, two to the left. Hinkle, the snap, throw far up the middle. That one's through the fingertips of forward and then nearly picked off by Braden Snyder, but it lands incomplete. 4 seconds left, fourth and four. Four's all over the place.
I think that he was probably looking at where he was going to go after the reception. Didn't watch that one come in all the way. It did have some mustard on it. Oh, we got a flag. It's not a shoe this time. That's a flag.
Yeah. Boy, I did not see that. So it's against Michigan Center again. Four center penalties to just one for Grass. Zero for Grass Lake. That brings Michigan Center all the way back to the 41. Looks like replay third down.
That's probably going to be a topic of conversation
at the half.
Yeah, big 10-yard penalty right there. So three receivers right, one to the left. One more chance for Michigan Center to try to score to close the half. Here's the snap. Big bomb downfield. Lots of receivers both sides and incomplete, but the penalty marker. It's going to be pass interference, but it's not going to matter. There's going to be no seconds on the clock. That penalty thrown right in the area of that pass.
Well, if there's a penalty on the last play, do they line them up and let it?
Yeah, I'm not sure because there were zeros on the clock at the time that he threw it. So it looks like they're just going to pick it up and that's going to be it. It was incomplete anyway.
No, he's walking it off. They get one more play.
So they got it up to the 44. So they'll give him another play here. So I spoke too soon. Now Grass Lake has a penalty. Penalties starting to pile up here in the second quarter. So they'll just have a one-play playoff right here. One last chance for Michigan Center from the 44. And going to be hit and incomplete. Great defense for Grass Lake to end the half.
Good pressure. Good pressure. Lyman able to get. And there was no blitz or anything coming. That was all Lyman who were able to get in the backfield and get pressure on the quarterback.
So, Michigan Center off to a great first quarter, threatening to make it a three-score lead at the end of the first quarter, but an interception by Grass Lake ended up giving them some momentum in the second quarter and able to outscore Michigan Center 12-6 in that second quarter.
You got the sense that Center was just going to be running away with it, and all of a sudden that pick happens. After that, Grass Lake offense gets momentum, and they're able to hang. They've been able to hang with this Michigan Center team, which I think everybody on the planet, except for Warrior Nation, everybody on the planet thought that Michigan Center was going to come in here and run and throw all over Grass Lake. But Grass Lake, typical rivalry game fashion, playing good, hard-nosed, tough football.
And there we go. It's been a fun one so far. Again, 20-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake at the end of half number one. We're going to step aside. Back in 3 minutes, we'll have a special presentation from MHSAA. And we'll take another timeout 3 minutes after that. And then myself and Mark W. Day, we will break down what we saw in that first half. This is Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment and Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Improving the financial quality of your life is Aeroquip Credit Union's mission, and their Aero Perks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge Aero Perk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Aero Perks checking account, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Sportsmanship Summit start next month, and the very first championships of 2025 are won on the tennis courts. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Postseason play in field hockey and boys soccer gets started this week. In Upper Peninsula girls tennis, we already have our first champions of the school year. In Division I, Negaunee rolled to a fourth straight UP title and their 10th in the last 12 years. The Miners advanced to the championship match in all eight flights, winning at number two singles and numbers one and two doubles. Ishpeming Westwood finished just 1 point behind in second, getting wins at numbers three and four singles and three and four doubles. Kingsford's Aubrey Moore captured the title at number one singles. In Division II, West Iron County won its 14th championship and first since 2020. West Iron got wins in five of the eight flights, one and three singles and one, two and four doubles. Norway and Ishpeming finished in a tie for second. Norway got wins at numbers two and four singles and number three doubles. Ishpeming had a runner-up in six flights. For more on the Upper Peninsula girls tennis finals, please check out our coverage at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. We love game-winning field goals, and Saginaw Valley Lutheran's Ryan Pittman delivered. He nailed a 22-yarder with 4 seconds left to give Valley Lutheran their first ever win over Ithaca. The win clinches a share of the Tri-Valley Blue for Valley Lutheran. The loss is Ithaca's first league loss since 2020. Escanaba football is off to a 6-0 start. Nolan Bink rushed for 175 yards and 3 scores, and he threw for 141 yards and 2 more scores in a 38-20 win over Marquette. It's Escanaba's first win over Marquette since 2019. And to DeWitt Soccer's Mason Rayborn, he netted 2 goals and a 3-1 win over Mason. That game was the CAAC Gold Cup final. The 2 goals are Rayborn's second and third career goals for DeWitt.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the football field today, and the defense has sacked the quarterback in the offense's own end zone, resulting in a safety. That's 2 points for the defense, but what happens next? Following a safety, the team that was on offense must kick the ball back to the team that was on defense. The kicking team can either punt it or drop kick it, with the line of scrimmage being their own 20-yard line. The kick must occur from within 1 step of the line of scrimmage, and the receiving team must have all of their players at least 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. Once it's kicked, play continues on as normal, much like a punt or kick return. But if a team chooses the drop kick, they could recover the ball once it travels at least 10 yards.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Sportsmanship is one of the most important aspects of educational athletics, and along with scholarship, safety, and an appropriate scope, it is one of the MHSAA's 4 main core values for school sports. Winning is great, but good sportsmanship helps develop habits that can be used well beyond the playing field. For more than 20 years, the MHSAA has provided a sportsmanship summit experience to students across Michigan. Workshop sessions focus on sportsmanship both on and off the court and feature hands-on activities, including one session developed and instructed by members of the MHSAA Student Advisory Council. At the end of each summit, the delegation from each participating school will meet to develop a school sportsmanship campaign. Summits will be held on November 3rd in Lansing, November 5th in Troy, November 10th in Traverse City, and November 12th in Kalamazoo. Each site is limited to 200 attendees, so be sure to register now to reserve your space. Registration materials and other information can be found at MHSAA.com. As Grantland Rice once wrote, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And it's our hope that everyone plays with sportsmanship on their mind. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Attention students and parents thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Fall is here and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Back to Grass Lake, the site of tonight's K105.3 Football Frenzy game of the week. We got a fun rivalry matchup tonight. Michigan Center and Grass Lake. Michigan Center leading 20-12 at halftime. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. And Mark, this game looked like it was going to get out of hand quickly, but Grass Lake fighting their way back into this.
Well, it was that pick six. It was that pick six as Michigan Center was knocking on the door. Grassler, not pick six, but it was that interception. And that really just changed the momentum. Grass Lake's defense has looked different. Their offense has looked different ever since that point. And so, yeah, it was just a little bit of a momentum changer at that point in the game.
Yeah, and at that point, you know, Michigan Center in the red zone, threatening to go 3-for-3 on drives in the first quarter. 21-22 nothing to end the first quarter. But then that interception, it kind of had Grass Lake settle down a little bit. Like, hey, this team, this is an undefeated team, but this team is not unbeatable. You know, right. we can definitely do this. We have, you know, we can hunker down. You know, so that was kind of like in the boxing match, like that was kind of the shot that, you know, that got Michigan Center to start bleeding a little bit. It's like, hey, you know, we can break through here.
Well, you got the home team who's, you know, they've got nothing to lose, right?
Yeah.
They've only got the one win on the season.
On a forfeit, by the way.
Yeah. And so they're here to take on their rival. They've got nothing to lose. Michigan Center, when you have that kind of success throughout the season, you're going up against a team that hasn't had a win on the field yet, you can tend to get a little lax. It could be somewhat of a for Center. So you got one team with the mindset of, we've got nothing to lose, we're just going to let it all hang out. And Center, on the other hand, is rival tonight. So,
and I think another piece of it is just rivalry game.
That's
anything,
yeah.
Anything in terms of how these teams came out, and that's definitely lived up to it tonight. I mean, you would think going in, based on these teams' records and who they've played, and you know, you think finding a way to stay competitive on both sides of the ball, too.
Yeah, the defense has certainly stepped it up, but I've really huge chunks on offense, but they just they knock out a few yards here. They've been consistent. They've run it up the gut. Maybe they've taken it off the C gap, but they've been able to stay consistent. They've been able to move the chains, and they've been able to get the scores. And that tush-push that they run.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other team on the planet that runs better than them is the Eagles. That they get like 5 yards on that push.
Yeah, that's worked out for them on numerous occasions tonight, including on their most recent touchdown, as that was able to help cut this deficit down to just one score going into halftime. Now in the second half, Michigan Center will be getting the first possession. So Grass Lake looking to hunker down defensively. They've only gotten technically one defensive stop. It was that interception to end the first half. Otherwise, Michigan Center scored on their other three full drives. The last drive, of course, was right there at the end of the half with 24 seconds to work with.
Yeah, so, yeah. And, you know, both these teams have also had some success on special teams.
Yeah.
Setting them up with short fields to work with as well.
Yeah, and that's really helped Grass Lake as well in their offensive success, scoring again three and out on their first three drives, scoring a touchdown on their last two drives. So we'll see if that momentum could carry into that second half. But this is a big drive here for Michigan Center if they want to try to keep that arm's length of a two-score buffer over Grass Lake.
Well, if Michigan Center is going to have success to start off, what they need to do is dominate the line of scrimmage. And they've got some big bodies to do that. Instead of going for that big chunker play, you just want to keep it on the ground. You want to chew up that clock. You just want to run over your opponent and just slowly put the game out of reach for them. Just manage the game, have the time of possession, and just dominate the line of scrimmage. Grass Lake, on the other hand, I'd love to see what they can do on defense. And they're pretty much going to be doing the same thing on offense from what we've seen in that first half.
Yeah, they started to find something that works. They pretty much went exclusively on the ground. And now this is a tough Michigan Center defensive line. It has been tough to get through, but they've been finding pockets here and there to try to get these big gains. Meanwhile, again, just 2 of 6 in the air for 5 total yards for Kaline Westcott, the quarterback. So it's just been all running game since then, specifically with Justice Payne. He's had the most success on the ground for this Warriors team, so expect that to continue until Michigan Center proves they can stop that.
Right. Well, I mean, Center's also, you know, not afraid to air it out. We saw that. But it just seemed like late second quarter, they just seemed to have lost that connection and weren't able to find the receivers.
Yeah, it was a lot of completions there for Hayden Hinkle, the Michigan center quarterback. And currently standing at 8 of 15 passing. Three touchdowns, one interception, 137 yards total. So, but yeah, as that half started to wear down, some of those passes were not as crisp as, you know, earlier in the first half.
Well, he had a really good first, if I remember correctly. He was 6 of 9 in the first, and then it just started to taper off there in the second.
Only 3 of 3 since then with an interception and a touchdown. So, but this game is a game of adjustments. We'll see what adjustments both these teams came out with at halftime. As there's going to be a little bit of a pause here after the halftime presentation before the start of the second half. So we're going to step aside as halftime comes to an end. Again, halftime score 20-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake. We're going to come back in 2 minutes with the start of half number two from the home of the Warriors. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall and winter consignments. Check out the large selection of winter clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Football on K105.3. Start of the second half upon us from Grass Lake High School. Grass Lake and Michigan Center squaring off 20-12 center over Grass Lake. Connor Dockery and the Mark W. Daly clear out again. It was actually sprinkling lightly for about 5 minutes there at halftime, but back to being clear outside again.
I thought we were going to have some muddy second half football there for a bit.
The Mud Bowl. Especially with a rivalry game like this, would have been fun, but I mean, it's been fun regardless.
Yeah, this has been a good game. I don't think this is what you and I had dialed up for tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll definitely take it.
For
definitely
sure.
Definitely love when these rivalry games are competitive, as it has been. And Michigan Center will start the second half not only with the 8-point lead, but with the possession. Going from left to right on your radio dial as it's picked up by Braylon Brown at the 30, running on the far side, dodging a couple tackles, still running, and he's going to be finally brought down at around the 33, just going from one sideline to the other there.
That was some good, hard running there. Yeah, he ran through a lot of bodies. Didn't get a whole lot of yards, but he ran through some bodies, and eventually it was Justice Payne who was able to bring him down.
It'll be spotted at the 33-yard line. That's where Michigan Center will set up shop for the first drive of the second half. Again, scoring on three of their four full drives, the other one being an interception. And then, of course, they had the drive to end the first half. Two receivers to either side. Hinkle in the gun, one back with him. Quick fire pass on the near side, caught by Ford. Lots of room to run. 45-50 brought down for a first down play immediately coming out of the half.
Just able. See, what happens was he came out here towards us and then cut it back in, caught the ball in stride, and then just followed his blockers upfield. A well-set-up screenplay for the Cardinals to get a good chunk.
155 yards in the air, 9 of 16 passing for Hayden Hinkle, and that's a 18-yard gain on first down. Just like that, Grass Lake territory, 49-yard line. First and 10 for Michigan Center, leading 20-12. 30 seconds into this half, Hinkle going to bring it on the ground himself, running on the far side, dodging a couple tackles, getting a lot of room to run, charging through on the sideline, forced out of bounds, just shy of the 30, back-to-back first down plays.
Well, when you have an impact player like Hinkle and he's able to run like that, I feel like as a head coach and offensive coordinator, you hold your breath a little bit when he decides to lower his shoulder and run over a defender, which is what he did before he got knocked out of bounds.
Able to really get some good running there. A lot of space and charging forward for an extra boost at the end.
Yeah, two plays and two first downs.
First and 10 from the 33 now in Grass Lake territory. Three receivers right, one left, one back with Hinkle in the gun. 10:45 and counting in this third quarter. Michigan Center looking to push it to a two-score lead again. Hinkle pump fake on the throw, now throws it out of bounds as the pocket collapsed. He was close to getting sacked.
Yeah, there was three blue jerseys who had surrounded him. He looked to his right. There was nothing there. He had nobody to throw it to, so he just threw it high, threw it far out of bounds.
Second down and 10 from the 33. Clock stopped at 10:37. With that incompletion, now pushing it to 9 of 17 passing for Hayden Hinkle. Three touchdowns and an interception. No rushing touchdowns for Michigan Center in this one. Cardinals taking their time in this huddle, getting some reinforcements from the sideline before lining up. There's that little side huddle that they have as the offensive line is ready to go.
I think taking a really long time. Yeah, they're not even up to snap, and the official already had.
Got to go quickly here, and they get this one off. Hinkle going to pitch this one off to Brown behind the line, able to get a lot of room, cutting to the far sideline now, in for the first down and then some. 10, 15, 5, touchdown, Cardinals.
Boy, he just got a good head of steam before the ball was pitched to him, and then once he crossed the line of scrimmage, cut it back across field to where there was a whole bunch of white jerseys over on the other side not doing anything except blocking for him and created a freeway for the end zone for him.
As I say, no rushing touchdowns for Michigan Center. They get a 33-yarder, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown for Braylon Brown, his first of the night. Make it his second of the night. He actually has a receiving catch for the touchdown as well. 26-12. Michigan Center going for two. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Hinkle the snap, peeling out of the pocket to the right, throw into the end zone, deflected down by Braden Wayne, and incomplete.
I don't think that hit any white jersey. That went through a couple hands for in the blue jerseys on that one. That was an ill-advised pass.
But gets the lead out to 14 for Michigan Center. 10:27 to go in this third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
10:27 to go in the third quarter. Michigan Center able to get that two-score lead back. with a Aspen 1 Hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. 33 yards for Braylon Brown. 26-12 is the score. Squibber that goes to Grass Lake in the midfield, able to get it up to the 41-42-yard line.
Well, Grass Lake has shown us they've been able to move the ball, so they're going to be starting off here. You know, some really good field. And all right.
And that's been a key for them, just to get consistent good field position and, you know, just starting to get these positive plays after the first three drives. It was looking brutal for them. A struggle just to get any yardage, period, let alone a first down, but they're starting to put it together.
You did have quite a few center penalties that helped them out a little bit,
yes.
Too.
So first and 10 from their own 41, handoff to the right side. He's going to be brought down at around the 44, 45-yard line. Justice Payne, the carry.
One of those white jerseys coming up off of the bottom of that pile, making the stop. Number 19, Jack Lair.
With the hit, number 54, Griffin.
So making it even 50 yards on 12 carries for Justice Payne. Giving him 4 yards on the ground at second and 6. For Grass Lake, their own 45-yard line. 9:45 and counting in the third quarter. Going to take the snap. Westcott handoff to Payne again. Stumbles to the right, cuts to the left, and down at around the 48-49, making it third and short.
Number 50, Mason Bradley, on the stop for that center D. Now, they were going to take the ball off of that C-gap there, but they saw that was stuffed, so they cut it back in towards the middle, able to get some positive yards on that. You're right there on the Grass Lake logo with about 3-4 yards to go.
Third and 3 coming up for Grass Lake from their own 48-yard line. Now they are just 2 of 7 on third down in this one. Michigan Center is 3 of 5. So looking for a big conversion right here. 9 minutes and counting in the third quarter, trailing by 14. Takes the snap, looking for the pass. Immediately deflected away. Great reflexes for Mason Bradley.
Yeah, he just got that big paw up there. He's saying he caught it. But no, yeah. It was not. It was not. He got his paw up there and just able to stop that one.
Now big decision to make here in the midfield. You want to punt this one away, or do you want to go for it fourth and 3 on your own 48?
There's a lot of game left. There's a lot of game left. I don't know if you Dan Campbell it here or not.
I think Dan Campbell wouldn't hesitate in this spot, but
there's a lot of game left. Oh,
they're
going
to go for it, and not even the tush push either.
Well, they were able to get them to jump early in that first half.
Get it. Hand off to the near side, and play's going to be blown up behind the line of scrimmage with Cameron Prater. A great tackle by Chris Fox to get the turnover on downs.
There was a lot of pressure in that backfield to slow him down, but Fox was the last one there to wrap him up, take him down. And now you've got center starting. It's a pretty decent field position.
And looks like we've got an injured Warrior. That looks like Cameron Prater taking a hard hit after that tackle, but he is already on the sideline. But he is slow to get up. Looks like he is good under his own power. But regardless, Michigan Center taking over at the Grass Lake 46-yard line.
He had a big body roll him up.
Yeah. Chris Fox is not a small dude, as we've mentioned earlier in this broadcast. So that's the first unsuccessful drive, non-scoring drive for Grass Lake since the first quarter. And Michigan Center a chance to really take over this ball game right here. First and 10 from the 46, leading 26-12. 8:47 to go in this third quarter. Three receivers right, one to the left. Cardinals snap here, handoff to Davion King, and the defensive line slipping through, big time stop, tackle for a loss.
That was a lot of blue jerseys who got passed through the line of scrimmage on there, and Noah Orban was the first one through to make contact and bring them down and force a loss on that one.
Loss of 2. Second and 12 coming up from the 48-yard line on Grass Lake's territory. Right there on the tip of the L on the GL logo.
I just think these teams like to play on the logo. That's where we've been. Seems like for the last 10 minutes.
So here we go. Three receivers right, one to the left. Hinkle in the gun, one back behind him. Takes the snap, running on the far side. Fakes the pitch out. He's going to be in for a big gain. Lots of room to run. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Diving over a guy into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. What athleticism from the senior.
That was a lot of fun to watch. Starting off with the pitch. He faked the pitch, got the defender to bite. That opened up the lane for him. And then he was just able to pick his way through, followed his blockers until there was just one defender left over there by the goal line. And he was able to get some air and get into the end zone.
48-yard Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown on the ground for Hayden Hinkle.
That was a good run.
And the extra point attempt pending right here. Is Michigan Center, after Grass Lake kind of worked their way back into the game in that second quarter, they're coming out in the third just not messing around at all. Extra kick is well short and no good. And 0-for-3 on extra point kicks, but 1-of-2 on two-point attempts. 32-12 is a 20-point lead for Michigan Center. Inside 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, we're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Michigan Center pushes it to a three-score lead, 32-12 over Grass Lake, 7:53 to go in this third quarter. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly, and don't forget,
back for the Warriors, number three.
We've got the K105.3 Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union. It's easy. Just go to K105.3.com. Click on the $1,053 giveaway and enter in. It's as easy as that, and you have a chance to win $1,053. I mean, who doesn't want a chance at a grand? So get signed up for your chance to win. K1053.com for the $1,053 giveaway. Again, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union, presenting sponsor for K105.3 Football Frenzy. This one's kicked away by Michigan Center and just going to be a fair catch down to the 30.
He tried to pick it up and try to go with it, but he slipped and his elbow hit the ground, and then they just stopped it from there. He wanted to move forward. He had a little bit of green to do it, too.
And it'll be just shy of the 30, actually, at the 29. They'll officially spot him, but big drive for Grass Lake. This is the largest lead of the game that Michigan Center has had. Three scores. And you have to find a way to score here to try to keep pace relatively with the Cardinals, as they haven't really been able to get stops today. First and 10. Quick handoff up the middle for Payne, and going to be maybe a yard. Doesn't look like much on the ground at second down.
They've had a little bit of success running right up the gut against that big center line, but not much. Not much this second half. I mean, I think they're lucky to get that yard.
That was actually, the freshman Aaron Henderson gave him a yard to up to the 30. 3 yards on two carries, second down and 9. And Michigan Center making some good adjustments as well, as Grass Lake didn't get any first downs in their first drive to start the half. Looking like those first three drives of the game that they had, where they were held to three and outs. Second and 9 here, takes the snap, quick handoff, immediately met by the lineman Landon Hurd, blown up for a loss of yards, and it's third and long.
Yeah, that line, you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to sound like a broken record. It's kind of like they've just broken down that Grass Lake line last couple times. They're just They're faster, they're stronger, and they're just kind of moving them around at will.
And I said, hey, football is a game of adjustments, and the adjustments that Troy Allen has made at halftime on both sides of the ball. I mean, didn't really need to make any offensive adjustments, but these defensive adjustments, finding a way to slow down Grass Lake.
And they look like they're a little cleaner. They had quite a few penalties in that first half.
Yeah. So third down, just 2 of 8 on third down for Grass Lake tonight. It's 3rd and 11. Thrown on the near side. That one's caught and then poked away. Oh. Is that incomplete or is it a fumble? How do they rule this? He had it for a second, and they're going to say that it is a fumble recovered by Michigan center. What a play. A throw to Braden Snyder. He had it for a second, and right when he got hit, ball poked loose. Cardinals ball.
I want to say that was an interception. It came off of his hands, went off his foot, up in the air, and that was a circus catch to bring that one in.
It's a turnover regardless. What a play. Wow. So Michigan Center takes over at the Grass Lake 48. The first Grass Lake turnover of the game. My, oh, my. So first and 10 from the 48, leading by 20 already. 6 minutes to go in the third. Quick float throw up the middle to Brennan Ford. Has it for a big first down run down at around the 30.
Yeah, he was wide open on a cross route right there on the 40. I want to say that was just a missed assignment on the D because he was wide open. Able to get that. They got another 5-plus after the reception.
73 yards on 3 catches for Brennan Forward. It's another 18-yard gain on the play. 173 yards, 10 of 18 passing for Hayden Hinkle. First and 10 from the 30, left hash mark. Two receivers on either side, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, peeling out of pocket to the near side. Float throw again, up the middle, that's caught, stumbling. Braylon Brown going to rule him down at around the 15 when he stumbled.
Yeah, he tried to cut it back to where there wasn't any defense and just, you know, the turf's a little moist. And so we had a little bit of rain while the band was on the field. So it's probably a little slick in spots right there. He tried to cut it back and just lost his footing.
It's another 14 yards in the air and another first down back in the red zone. First and 10 from the 16-yard line, 187 passing yards now.
Wow.
5:06 and counting in this third quarter with Michigan Center leading 32-12, trying to make a 4-score lead. If they're able to score another touchdown here, again, only unsuccessful on one drive. It was that interception right at the end of the first half. Two receivers to either side. Man in motion. Hinkle fakes the handoff, going to run up the middle, diving in, and he's brought down inside the 5.
Hinkle on the keep.
They have just bit every time there's been a fake handoff, there's been a fake pitch. The defense is biting on that every time. And you just keep doing it until they figure out how to stop it. You just keep doing it.
That's 79 yards on 6 carries with a touchdown for Hayden Hinkle. And that includes, of course, that 48-yard touchdown he had in the last drive. In Michigan Center, not only are they effectively getting their way up the field, but they're taking a lot of time off the clock as well, just like that 4:10 and counting in the third. First and goal from the 5, right hash mark, takes the snap, quick handoff up the middle, slightly to the right, Braylon Brown, he's hit, he's still going, but he's going to be down at around the 4 or 3 yard line, didn't quite make it. It's second and goal.
Yeah, it took a couple blue jerseys to bring him down. It was almost like he went over the body of that other one and wasn't called down on it, kept running, kind of ran backwards a little bit before he was eventually brought down.
So they'll just give him a yard down to the 4 yard line. It's second down and goal for Michigan Center, 3.5 and counting in this third quarter.
Smart play calling for center,
yeah.
Right here. You're intentional in keeping it in the middle of the field. You're intentional in keeping the clock running. You know, the quicker you can make the game, the shorter you can make the game, the safer your players are going to be.
Here's another try on the second goal. Throw up the middle and a diving catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Brennan forward this time with his first touchdown catch of the game, and it's a four-score lead for Michigan Center.
Again, able to find that open spot in the defense, just wide open. And ball was thrown a little bit in front of him. He had to stretch out to pull it in, but able to get it, get the score, and they hang another six on.
77 yards on four catches with that touchdown for Brennan forward. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And it's 38-12 with the PAT pending. They're going to try another kick. They're 0-3 on kicks today. Jordan Withers here. Looks like we're sprinkling again here at Grass Lake. We'll see if that affects the field. Make it a little bit more slippery. Gets a good arc on this one, and this time splits the uprights. Extra kick is good, and Michigan Center makes it 39-12 with 3:07 to go in the third quarter. We'll step aside. Back in 30 seconds, this is Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Dr. B and the team at Summit Orthodontics love giving you the smile you deserve. To show their appreciation for your continued loyalty, this October is Customer Appreciation Month. This month, former customers can buy one set of retainers and get a second set for free. Call soon because there are limited times available. Again, this promotion is only available to former customers for Customer Appreciation Month. Schedule your appointment today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Score of this game is 39-12 with 3:07 left in the third quarter in favor of Michigan Center over Grass Lake. Mark W. Daly has another score update for us.
I got Lumen Christi on top of Newmark Huron Heights, 28-14, 4:21 in the third. Last score I have from J-High is Ypsilanti and Lincoln 29, Jackson 26. That was at the half.
This one squibbed right up the middle. Good return by Grass Lake up to the midfield around the 48-yard line. He was almost gone, but that's some more of that special teams execution, specifically on these kickoffs that you mentioned, Mark.
28-17, Northwest on top of Western, 1:30 in the third.
Wow, and hey, Northwest, they looked pretty good 2 weeks ago when we saw them.
That was a fun game. That was a fun game. Another good rivalry contest.
That's, yes.
That's on the air right now on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With the captain.
And the professor.
Steve, yes, and Brian Haynes. So Grass Lake takes over. They are coming off a turnover on downs and a lost fumble slash interception on their last drive. Going to be a weird pitch out to the near side. It's picked up by Cameron Prater, but tackled behind the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be a loss of a yard.
Thomas Salmon in on there to make the stop for Michigan Center. Yeah, that pitch, when it comes in behind, yeah, your running back has then just lost all type of momentum. They have to stop. They have to go back, get the pitch, and then out of position for their blockers. It just kind of blows up the whole play from that point on.
Yeah, and that pitch, yeah, it was behind. He had to kind of like reach back to get it too, which, you know, kind of consumes that time like you mentioned. It's 2nd and 11 from the 47. Quick handoff to Justice Payne up the middle, and he's going to be brought down at around the 50-yard line, and it's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9.
Number 55 on the stop for the Michigan Center Cardinals, Chris Fox. Boy, we say his name a lot.
Yeah, he's been making a lot of stops today.
Well, when they're running up the gut, they're running it right to him.
So it's placed in between the 49 and 50-yard line. We'll call it the 50. So 3rd and 8 for Grass Lake. Two receivers to either side. They have yet to even get a first down in the second half. Lining up for the throw, Westcott downfield, and it's going to be a big-time catch for Braden Snyder at around the 16.
Wow, he just threw it up, gave it some air, and let his receiver go up amongst three white jerseys and pull that one down.
Unbelievable play, 32 yards. For their number one receiver, only guy who's made a catch today, 4 of 9 in the air for Kaline Westcott, but a big 32-yard gain converting on third down. 125 and counting in this third quarter. Grass Lake trailing by 27 points. Trying to start chipping away at it right here with time winding down in third. First and 10 from the 18-yard line. Going to be blown up with a penalty marker down behind the line of scrimmage there for Cameron Prater.
Another option pitch out there, and another time it got the timing's just kind of thrown off on that. It's kind of thrown behind him once again. That whole play was just kind of blown up.
It's going to be holding against Grass Lake, and it was going to be a loss of yardage anyways, but that's going to really hurt him here.
Well, that's one of the things when you get beat, and we don't know who the player was. They don't announce that in high school. But when you get beat on the offensive line, that tends to be things that happen is you kind of have to play catch-up. They declined that penalty, by the way.
Yeah, they'll take the loss of yardage that way and get it to second down as opposed to replaying first down. So second and 14 from the 22, and you're wrong, Mark W. Daly. They do announce – well, you're right, even with the announcement. I was going to say at Northwest they announced the penalties,
right.
But they got a pitch out to the near side. That looked more forward for a pass. It's to Will Ford, the sophomore. He's able to get down to the 20, but it's third and long all the same.
Thomas Salmon, first one to get a hand on him, kind of trip him up. But looks like got a little bit of a gain off of that.
So they will get a yard on the play, third and 13 from the Michigan Center 21-yard line left hash mark. Final 22 seconds ticking away in this third quarter. Trailing by 27 for Grass Lake. Two receivers to either side. Westcott, the gun, takes the snap, peels out of the pocket on the far side. Throw deep to the end zone. Incomplete out of the range of Cameron Prater. Clock stops at 3 seconds, and it's fourth and 13.
Oh, Prater would have had to, I mean, he had the defender right in his hip pocket. That would have been a hard one to complete, especially on that angle, too.
He would have had to turn into Isaac Tesla.
Yeah, there you go.
Catch like that.
Yeah. Well, he's fun to watch, isn't he?
I know. I'm what you call, what would they call it? I'm a Tesla stan. I want that guy to get a lot more points. And, hey, Khalif Raymond might be out for this Sunday night football game, so we might see more Tesla against the Chiefs. We'll see. But that's enough Lions talk for now. It's 4th and 13 from the 21-yard line, Michigan Center's territory. 3 seconds left on the clock for this third quarter. And there's going to be a timeout called by Grass Lake.
It looked like they had a little bit of confusion as they were coming out of the huddle and walking up to call the play. There was it looks like you had a couple different guys on different pages of the playbook.
So with this timeout, again, 3 seconds left, 39-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake. No longer sprinkling here, by the way. It was just another brief little sprinkling there. A lot of USA-themed outfits over there for the Grass Lake student section. Meanwhile, for Michigan Center, the cheerleaders dressed in pink, a couple people dressed in pink, they've got a big sign there as well, Together We Fight for Breast Cancer Awareness. They're on Michigan Center's side of the stands. They're down 4 scores going into the fourth quarter. I mean, that's going to be really tough to try to make up that deficit in the fourth quarter if they don't get a score on this possession.
Well, beyond that, if you get the score, you got to figure out how to stop that Michigan Center offense.
Only the one stop. It was that interception in the red zone in the first quarter. Fourth and 13. Throw to the end zone on the far side. That one nearly caught. It's off the fingertips of Braden Snyder and incomplete. And that will do it for the third quarter.
Really able to make a good play for the ball. He was running one way. Once the ball was in the air, he made great adjustments and able to get some separation from the defender. Just ended up being just a bit out of reach for him to pull that one in.
We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's 39-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake on K105.3.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
39-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake, start of the fourth quarter. The big first down run after the break by Davion King, now down at the midfield, as we got some score updates from the Mark W. Daly.
There was, let's see, thank you, Thomas Ratchford Jr. for supplying us. Lumen Christi, 28. Newmark Huron Heights out of Canada, 14. So 28-14, Lumen on top.
Hey, I don't appreciate that, buddy. Oh. I couldn't resist.
You know what? I'm just happy that we both have a reference now that we can relate to. That we both, you dropped it, we both recognized it. Oh, you made Mark happy.
You called the reference guy. There we go. That's enough South Park for one evening on this broadcast. First and 10 for Michigan Center, their 46-yard line. Pass completed on the right side for Trey Collins. A lot of room to run on the far side. 35-30, 25 penalty marker down. But a big first down if that ends up being a Grass Lake penalty.
Not only did he have a lot of room, he had a lot of blockers in front of him, too. Just able to pick that up, a quick little cross route, and by the time he gets the ball, it's like half of the offense is already in front of him.
It's a face mask against Grass Lake, so that will be added to the end of the play. Big completion to Trey Collins there. It was around the 25-yard line.
You know, a lot of times those can be just inadvertent, too.
Yeah.
You're trying to go in for the tackle. I mean, you got to keep the player safe. You got to call that. But I don't get the sense that there's anything, any type of malicious intent there. They're just trying to make a stop.
I don't think there usually is, but 220 yards in the air, and they're going to mark it at the 14-yard line following the penalty. So just like that, Michigan Center on two plays back in the red zone. First and 10 from the 14, 1:18 and counting in this fourth quarter. Up four scores. Quick handoff onto the near side. Going to be run into four guys bringing him down. Just totally flattening the running back there. Trey Collins.
Well, it's like they tried to make it look like the ball was going to go in a couple, three different directions. But that time, Grass Lake not biting on any of those fakes and staying where they're supposed to and just getting a good stop at the line of scrimmage.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, Industrial Steel Treating, and our presenting sponsor, AeroQuip Credit Union. Second and 10. There was no gain on that last play. From the 14-yard line for Michigan Center, 10:27 and counting in this fourth and final quarter with their 27-point lead. Takes the snap, quick handoff for Braylon Brown running off to the left side. Only going to get about maybe 3 yards that time, and it's third down.
And it was Grass Lake's number 50 making the stop on defense, Manny Shaffrin.
They'll spot it at the 12, so only 2 yards on the ground that time. 50 yards and six carries with a touchdown for Brown. And it's going to be third down and 8. From the 12-yard line.
Well, again, you're in that area. You got two downs to get that first down here.
Score update, 1-0 Mariners end of the third inning.
Oh, wow. Scooble gave up a run.
Yeah. Well, he needs run support. Tigers bats need to find a way to make it happen, for crying out loud.
What if that was Big Dumper?
Yeah, I hope not. All right. Snap here. Hinkle going to keep it himself. He faked the pitch out, but he's going to run into a wall on third down. And it's fourth down, just 3 of 6 on third down for Michigan Center.
Well, they gave him a couple yards on that.
A little bit more than I thought.
Yeah.
Up to about the 9, it looks like. Maybe the 8. I'm going to say the 8. Gain of 4. So it's fourth down and about 5. This is the first fourth down attempt for the Cardinals this evening. 8:50 and counting in this fourth quarter. And there's going to be a whistle blown at timeout for Michigan Center. We're going to step aside, back in 30 seconds. This is Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Out of the timeout, Michigan Center leading 39-12, but knocking on the door to add even more points to their total with 8:48 to go in this one. Score update, Mark.
Lumen Christie, looks like they're starting to pull away. 34-14 on top of Newmark, Huron Heights of Canada.
Fourth and 5 from the 12-yard line, thrown on the left-hand side. That one's caught and in to the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Little float pass to Braylon Brown, and that's an easy little dink and dunk play.
Yeah, again, not one defender in the area. Wide open and goes in untouched to the end zone.
Just a little 8-yard play there, 41 yards. Second receiving touchdown for Brown. Third touchdown overall on the day for him. 228 yards, 14 of 22 passing for 5 touchdowns. 1 interception for Hayden Hinkle. 1-point attempt here for the Cardinals following that 8-yard Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown by Braylon Brown. 8:41 to go in the fourth with now 45-12 lead, trying to make it 46-12. Extra kick is up, and it is through the uprights and good. 46-12. 8:41 to go in the fourth. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
34-point lead for Michigan Center over Grass Lake, one shy of the running clock, and they've completely pulled away. 20-12 at halftime, but now scoring 26 points unanswered.
You know, this is the second time we've seen this Grass Lake team, and we have not seen any quit in this team. There's still a lot of time up there. You just got to figure out how to stop that Michigan Center offense. And now you got to figure out how to solve their defense.
Yeah, Michigan Center's defense making a lot of great adjustments at halftime and limiting Grass Lake to just one first down in this entire half as it's a bouncer. A lot of room to run. Another great return for Grass Lake down at around the 50-yard line.
Yeah, they just like to play football right on their logo.
Well, hey, it's a good logo to play on.
But no, that was another little squibber kick, and it took a weird bounce and just went right into his arms. He ran straight with it, full head of steam, had a few blockers, able to find a lane, and I mean, it was really the last white jersey that was in place was able to take him down, or else that would have been a Grass Lake score.
So it'll be the 48-yard line where it's spotted. Grass Lake will start this drive, their fourth drive of the half. Two turnovers on downs and a lost fumble / interception. So a quick handoff for Justice Payne on the far side, able to sneak past a couple guys, but then brought down by four Cardinals behind the line of scrimmage.
And then there was like two, three other ones right before that that just kind of missed it. That was just a swarming defense toward the ball.
They're going to say no loss of yardage. I mean, that's kind of generous. Looked like he lost at least a yard on that one.
There's been a few generous spots tonight.
So second down and 10 from the Grass Lake 48. And now 7:59 and counting in this fourth quarter. Grass Lake trailing by 34. Again, they had a very competitive first half, specifically second quarter, but Michigan Center just not playing any games in the second half. Now a fake handoff. It'll be Westcott bringing it himself on the far sideline, falling out of bounds at around the 46 for third and manageable.
Yeah, it is. That's like your little glimmer of hope right there, is trying to make it a little bit easier for you to get that that first down. And if you're Grass Lake at this point, kind of like what we saw with Center a few times already, you get to this third and five, third and six, you've got two downs to get that first down at this point.
9 yards on five carries with a touchdown for the quarterback, Kalen Westcott. And it's going to be third and five from the Michigan Center 47-yard line. Left hash mark. 7:38, clock is stopped. Going to get the handoff to the near side to Gavin Killinger. Swarmed for maybe a yard on the ground, and it's fourth down.
There was just three jerseys that just crashed down on him. You know, there was one blocker, and that's just not enough to stop all of those Michigan Center bodies coming at you.
Ooh, that's generous. They moved it up to the 46. Huh.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Just observatating here.
So they gave him a yard-ish, maybe a half a yard. Fourth and four-ish, we'll call it. 6:55 and counting in this fourth quarter. Hey, we haven't been able to break out fourth or third in forever today, so we got to make something up on the fly. Haven't really been too long of downs in this one. Quick fire throw on the snap, caught by Braden Snyder at the 40, and that'll be good for a first down.
It is good for a first down, and once he had that reception, it was number 42. We kind of laid a lick on him. Peyton Paquin?
Paquin? Paquin?
Paquin?
We'll do our best guess.
Peyton painted him at the 40.
Going on a first name basis here, okay? Buddy. Guy. Sorry, I had to. 40-yard line is where they spot it. First and 10 for Grass Lake. 6:10 and counting in this fourth quarter, trailing by 34 points. Handoff on the left side, and Gage Salt's just blown up behind the line of scrimmage again for a loss of 2 yards.
I will give you my Shiny's Aldi's quarter if you can figure out a clean, clear way to drop in Man Bear Pig.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's only if you're super ethereal. Is that close enough of a reference for you for Man Bear Pig?
No,
oh, boy.
You're not getting my Shiny's Aldi cord.
No.
At least
you're able to squeeze in a Shiny Aldi's cord reference into the broadcast this evening.
Oh, man.
So second and 12 from the 42-yard line for Grass Lake, Michigan Center's territory. Takes the snap. West. By Damian Katagina.
Just ran right into him. Ran right into him. He was looking downfield while he was kind of running our way and just ran right into him.
That's the first sack of the game.
Really?
I would say borderline third and forever. Yeah.
We've had a lot of pressures, though, on both sides of the ball. There's been quite a bit of pressure.
Yeah, a lot of quarterback hurries that we've seen, you know, even for Hayden Hinkle, he's had to, you know, throw it away a few times. But yeah, just the first sack, surprisingly enough. 4:30 and counting in this fourth quarter. Two receivers left, none to the right. West down. Aaron Henderson, not sure if he was snagged or if he just lost his footing, but that's going to be fourth down.
Kind of looked like he lost his footing. Just kind of came out from underneath him, and you could sense the frustration. He kind of put the ball on the ground with a little bit of, and just the turf got him.
So same spot. Going to be fourth and 13. Bordering.
Yeah.
3:44 and counting in the fourth quarter.
Forever-ish.
Yes. 46-12 the score in favor of Michigan Center. Westcott peeling out of the pocket on the left side. Looking deep downfield. Looking for Snyder and incomplete. Just a little out of the reach for him, and it's another turnover on downs.
Yeah, there was five white jerseys over in that area, too. That would have been, even if it was on the mark, that would have been a toughie.
One of four on fourth down for this Grass Lake team in Michigan Center. They can pretty much just, I mean, with how effective their offense has been, keep it in bounds and keep it on the ground, they can melt away this last 3:32. They've scored a touchdown on all but one drive this evening, if you don't count that last drive of the half where the time expired.
This has been a pretty quick quarter, hasn't it?
Not a running clock. They're 1 point shy of the running clock, but it's running clock light. I mean, with how much ground and pound we've gotten. Going to be a handoff on the far sideline on first down for the junior Andrew Rolander for second down.
Oh, they like we mentioned earlier, they're around the edge like they just did. They're cutting it in right around the numbers time, so they're staying away from the sidelines, and it's you can certainly tell that's intentional. They're trying to keep it in bounds, just keep that clock running.
Just a gain of three there for Rolander, his first carry, second and seven from the 46. 2:52 and counting with Michigan Center leading 46-12 in quarter number four. Two receivers to either side. Hinkle in the gun, takes the snap. Handoff up the middle for Jack Layer, and he's going to be smothered after about 2 yards.
Yeah, but they didn't bring him down.
No.
They did not bring him down. Number 50, first one there to make contact for this Grass Lake defense. Number 50, that is Manny Shaffron.
It's another generous spotting. I did not think he got 3 yards out of that, but I guess he did. And it's third and four from Michigan Center's own 49-yard line. 2:09 and counting in this fourth quarter. Thank our lucky stars we don't have a two-minute warning like the NFL.
College
takes the snap, quick handoff up the middle, trying to cut in and just short of the first down. That was Jack Layer again to the Grass Lake 49, and it's going to be fourth and two.
Again, just kind of ran into a little bit of a wall there, got a little bit, but Grass Lake no quit.
Nope.
And making that defensive stand right here.
90 seconds and counting in this fourth quarter with this fourth and two on the way with Michigan Center going for it here, of course. 32-28 Western leads, 4:31 to go in the fourth.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Fourth and two, takes the snap, pitch out on the far side for Rolander again. Cuts back in and in for the first down. Trying to stay in bounds now. Down at around the 42-yard line. And just one kneel required.
Good, smart running there, too. Followed his blockers. Patient. Just didn't run forward with a full head of steam. Followed his blockers to get what he needed to get. Kept it in bounds.
Gain of 7 for Rolander.
They're not lining up in victory formation here.
No. Well, the guy, kind of. I know. They just need one more kneel down.
Well, now they are. Now they are.
Just need one kneel down here. 33 seconds left. And they do kneel it away. That will end this one 46-12. Michigan Center. Again, it was close in that second quarter, but Michigan Center just running away in the second half, scoring 26 points unanswered. And they come away with their 7th win in 7 tries, taking down Grass Lake. What a game for the Cardinals.
Yeah,
it certainly was a game for the Cardinals. They certainly figured out, made the right adjustments there in the second half, and just pulled away. And we saw that the last time we played. It was a little bit close in the first, and then the second half they decided to manage the game and just took advantage of it, and that's why they have remained undefeated so far this season.
Just so potent, especially just offensively. Again, if you ignore that last drive of the half, just the one interception there to end the first quarter. Otherwise, they scored on every single drive in Grass Lake, no matter what adjustments they made. So many weapons on this Cardinals team.
Yeah, they definitely share it. They definitely share it in the air, on the ground, a whole bunch of different names getting their hands on the ball. And a lot of different names finding the end zone tonight, too.
So Hayden Hinkle finishes with 5 touchdown passes and an interception, 14 of 22 passing for 228 yards. We got Brennan Forward who got a receiving touchdown. You have Braylon Brown, 2 catching touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. Davion King, a receiving touchdown. You had Travis Collins with a receiving touchdown as well. And even on the ground, Hayden Hinkle himself able to rush for a touchdown. Braylon Brown, a lot of yardage right there. So just so many weapons on this team, both on the ground and in the air. When you got a guy like Hayden Hinkle that really is hard to contain within the pocket, he's able to scramble out, make these little pitch outs. He can bring it on the ground himself. He is just such a dangerous weapon for this Michigan Center team.
As the defense, it makes it difficult for you to figure out where you're going to key on, especially when they're running those options. When they're running those options, which way do the defenders go? You go on the quarterback, you go towards the running back. It's almost like a lose-lose situation at that point, because no matter what decision you make, it's going to be the wrong decision. And we saw that a few times tonight, too.
Meanwhile, the main guy, the main option for Grass Lake was Justice Payne on the ground. He had 56 yards on 15 carries, but otherwise, in Grass Lake, they went 3 and out in their first 3 drives, started to get some success and some momentum after that interception right there at the end of the first quarter. They scored on their final 2 drives to end the first half. They pulled to within 1 possession at halftime, 20-12, but then 26 points unanswered by Michigan Center in that second half. So, give this Grass Lake team credit. They fought in that first half, but still just a very young team. And then this Michigan Center team is right now, this team looks like they can obviously, they're definitely the favorites to win the Cascades Championship at this point. And, maybe they can go on a little bit of a postseason run as well.
They're definitely in the driver's seat. They are definitely in the driver's seat, at least for the Cascades. And that's, it's about time for this Michigan Center team.
I agree.
Definitely have had their struggles over the last few years with a bunch of injuries. And you could just tell in years past when we've talked with Troy Allen, you could just hear his heart broken during some of those conversations with some of the injuries that they've had to deal with. And to have a fairly healthy team at this point in the season and have all those weapons that we talked about. Yeah, there's definitely the potential for some good things ahead for this Michigan Center team.
Yeah, and just their next matchup against Napoleon, that's going to be a pretty tough matchup. Napoleon, no slouch here in the Cascades. But then the Cascades crossover, as we lined it up this morning, you know, probably going to be Hanover-Horton, depending on the results of tonight and next week. But and that's a team that Michigan Center was able to beat handedly earlier in the season. But Michigan Center, I mean, they have a great chance to finish undefeated in the regular season, 9-0 for the first time since 2010.
And if you're able to accomplish that foot, you're able to get enough playoff points, then to be able to host a district game or two,
again,
that puts you in the driver's seat. You're setting yourself up for success if you can do that.
So one more time, final score 46-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake. Michigan Center improved to 7-0 on the season. Grass Lake drops to 1-6. We'll see if we have any other score updates from the
captain. Yeah, I got a couple from Ratch.
So we got 32-28 for Western over Northwest. That's the last we heard from the captain. What do you have?
Last I heard from Ratch at the end of the third, Jackson on top of Ypsilanti Lincoln, 32-29. And we got a final out on Spring Arbor Road. Lumen Christi, now 4-3 on the season as they dialed in a 34-14 win over Newmark Huron Heights. That's a long way to drive to get beat up by Lumen. That really is.
Tonight's coverage also brought to you by the Neighbors Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, College and Career Access Center, and as always, AeroQuip Credit Union. One more time, final score 46-12, Michigan Center over Grass Lake. That'll do it tonight for myself as well as the Mark W. Daly. Kiki back in the studio. I don't know if we really made her roll her eyes or shake her head at all in tonight's broadcast. Maybe with some of the South Park references, I'm sure.
I'm sure probably some of those South Park references were lost on her.
She got them.
Are you sure? I don't know. I've dropped some TV references, made some streaming suggestions for Kiara, and it's all fallen flat. Single one has fallen flat.
We've shared some South Park references at the office, so she definitely got them. And don't forget, Kiki, respect my authority. There you go.
Never mind. I'm going home.
There you go. That's not exactly the
quote. No, I paraphrased it.
We have to paraphrase it there. But there we go. That's enough South Park references for one night. But I said that probably about 15 South Park references ago. Let's land this plane already. Thanks for tuning into this presentation. This is High School Football Frenzy on K105.3. Good night, everybody.
Hi.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's hit music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's hit music, K105.3.